Hello, and welcome to episode 1 of the Three Willies podcast.
Hello, geezers. So today you join me in, I don't know what to call it, I guess it's a podcast, and I'm joined with
Xan Gaming
and
Helios Gaming.
And we're just basically going to talk about the news. Come over here. Come on. Yeah, we're gonna talk about. I need you to be near the mic. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, we're gonna be talking about the news, technology stuff. I've found a few fun things off of IGN, and yeah, let's get started.
Sort of like the voice of death.
10 out of 10.
ISIS killed people.
Where can you be a little more
Donald
descriptive?
Yeah. ISIS killed people. Thank you. I think that's their goal.
Not Turkey. Sorry, that's really bad.
Come on, Jacob.
It's Egypt.
Right,
Egypt.
What's happened in Egypt? Right, go.
What has happened?
Right. An ISIS attack that's killed 13 Egyptian people. And another sad thing is Donald Trump has held another campaign election thing.
Oh, let's go back to that Egypt thing.
Can I just say, I might appear as racist in saying this, but you know, ISIS, aren't they like, well, wait, like, what, like, religion are they? So, like,
they are Islamic.
They are Muslims.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure all of their religions say, like, you don't, like, harm people, I guess.
Yeah, but
no,
I've not read.
In the Quran,
they've got certain passages that say things like, any man not loyal to his wife, aka a prostitute, or any woman loyal to his wife.
Have you ever seen a male prostitute? I mean, I'm sure they're there, but like, don't want to see it.
Where we live, I don't think there's a chance.
But, you know, like, and it says that they must be killed. So people are going, all right then, well, look at these big cities like Paris. So they were like, okay then, I mean, it's still not right.
Yeah. No.
It's terrible. I hate that.
But, okay, so what else was there?
Okay, after we've had that shocking news, can you elaborate on that for a second? Can you elaborate on that? Is there anything, any more information you can tell us here?
This happened last night.
Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
This happened last night.
Okay, do you want to...
I wonder if we listened hard enough, we'd have heard it.
Yeah, if we listened hard enough,
I probably shouldn't say that.
I think it's Sinai.
How after scrolling through all of the world news, she's going, ISIS!
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty in sync there. Like that.
They blew up a car with explosives, and then they killed hundreds of security personnel. No. That's not that. Sorry, it's just got like an overview of what ISIS have done over the years in Egypt.
They
did blowy, shooty, shooty. That's what they did.
That makes you sound like they are some kind of a, you know, give them money
I've
and
got,
they'll give.
A few things.
No.
You just called ISIS a prostitute.
Oh, God.
Right, okay. Do you want to move on to a fun story?
We've got to cut that out
just for simple safety reasons.
No.
Like, oh, God.
Do you think ISIS are going to kill us?
Yeah, do you think ISIS are going to kill us?
Oh, my God.
They don't know where we are.
You don't know me.
It's not exactly that hard to trace a source, is it?
I'm pretty sure
saying ISIS have better things to do than trace down the source of where this podcast is and kill us.
Oh,
ISIS.
That's if, like if Liam
ISIS
Nixon just came
ISIS,
in.
ISIS, if you're listening, come at me, bro. So
I got 99 problems and ISIS ain't one.
America, frick yeah. Okay, so
let's make America great again, guys.
I have a fun news story. So you know, in 2014 they had the iCloud nude leak.
Oh, right. That really bad.
The fappening.
Where you could attempt to find like nude pictures or new pictures of like famous people.
Wasn't that like Jennifer Lawrence and hacked her phone? Yeah.
So here's what's happened. Someone called Ryan Collins has been found guilty for initiating that entire thing, and I think is now in jail. No, he just pled guilty to it.
But it can't be that bad. Oh, if you plead guilty, you go into prison. But it can't be that bad, because I mean, it's not like anything actual useful ever came out of it.
Look at sport. Now, I thought that was war.
Okay, so you saw India. No. You saw the news line saying India easily defeats rival Pakistan, and you thought that was to do with war.
Yeah, that's in sport and cricket. Right. I thought that was like war, and I was like, oh my god.
They easily defeated, right? Yeah, they're just a commentator down on the battlefield. Yeah. Going, easily running over. Yeah, no, Pakistan.
Oh, and he will not be coming home for Christmas this year. Right. Too far?
Too far.
Okay.
Okay, next up, what are we going to
Okay,
next?
Yeah, next on Blue Come Peter. On, can't we just talk about this fappening thing? So, is it a good thing that this person has been, you know... I
honestly don't think that he should be in jail. I know it's like...
I'm not even sure if he is going to be put in jail. He might just be fine or whatever.
Nothing ever actually happened with it, did it? Like,
well, it did.
Did it?
I
never used it. I didn't know I actually ever went, like...
No, you had thousands of teenage people.
That
wasn't our generation. Like, we were, when this happened, it was like, what, 2014?
So it wasn't that long ago.
We were like 11. What were we going to do?
Yeah, but it's
big,
still...
Big 10-year-old Sam coming at you live.
I don't know if I'm old enough yet to make decisions like that. If they just put you in the courtroom, this man here, he created this app, and... Is he guilty or not? It's just kind of like give you the hammer. You're like,
You turned into a clicker from The Last of Us.
What?
There's a thing in The Last of Us called a clicker.
I seriously need to play that game, right?
Yeah, you do.
There's too many references
borrow it.
In big games.
Dude, borrow it. It's up there.
Do you honestly trust me that much?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, so what would you
after
think?
After this podcast, you're going to pick it up and you're just going to go...
I'm bleeping that out. What the hell?
Can I just say, right? While Sam's got this other thing. So before this podcast, we were just thinking of things we could speak about. And Sam said, right, give me a topic. And the first thing Jacob, or Xaron Gaiman, said was contact lenses.
I mean, think they're dangerous.
Okay,
like,
so Sam goes to talk about them.
What happens if they cut your eyes open?
Okay, I think they're designed not to do that.
I don't think they have little knives.
Look how fine they are. Now, like, think of a fine blade.
They're not a fine blade, are they? Think of a very sharp piece of butter. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like, yeah, just melts on impact.
Yeah. Just.
I'll shank
you with my lard.
My question was, what made you come up with it?
Yeah. What? Okay. Oh. This is a theological question. This is better than ISIS.
ISIS want to get headlines
okay,
in the news.
I'm joking.
Go blow up Specsavers.
Well, I'm bleeping that. As they say, I'm bleeping that out.
What? I'm not bleeping any. I'm bleeping you swearing out. That's inappropriate. There may be little young little people listening to this.
Okay, Sam's mother.
Right. So what made you think of that?
Well,
face the little mic.
Well, I was looking at Sam's glasses on the side.
Okay,
right.
And then I was like, also, he was talking about my mum, and my mum has contact lenses in.
Oh, yeah.
What was I talking about? I was saying you look like your mum, yeah.
Yeah.
You do look like your mum.
Do I?
I've never seen your mum.
Oh. Right, let me see if I can search Jacob's mum in Google.
Oh, my, this is... You might do, actually. He's just like... Ding it, Jay. Go on, try it.
Jacob's
never be able to spell his surname, though. Like, good
yeah.
luck.
I'm not.
Like 16 million
right, let's
letters
get back,
in it.
Let's get back on course. So, Jacob, what do you think about this entire fappening nude leak? Did you think it was a very fun time?
This isn't the sort of question you should ask me live on air.
Isn't this live? No one's listening.
It's not live.
Give me a second. My computer's just turned off.
Oh, no.
Hello, we're back. Sorry, my computer did a thing. Anyway, what were you going to say?
What?
Yeah, that's my mom.
All right.
That's nothing on? All right.
My mom.
What was one of the...
head teacher.
What? Oh my god, she actually come... Like, do a side-by-side, like, portrait. Like, put it next to your face.
Smile.
Okay, stop doing that weird, like, creepy face.
Yeah,
you do look like
your mom.
I guess that's a good thing. Yeah. Because, you know, you're not adopted.
Yeah. Look nothing like your dad, so maybe it's the milkman.
No, you took it too far.
Mate, I was just doing the
thing. Do you want to tell us?
Why do they call it a blue snowball? Because it's actually silver.
Shut up.
Do you want to hear a really weird thing?
No one cares.
If you type in my name on Google,
Yeah.
Then my dad comes up.
See?
There are no pictures of me, just my dad.
Why? No one cares about this.
So, Mr. Scarecrow.
Guys, this is the world's worst podcast. No one cares about what if you type in your name.
Yeah,
right. Give us another sad news fact, Jacob.
Look, that was my dad when he played football for the Army.
Wait. Is that what they do? Like, if there's like a stalemate in a war for too long, they try, right, mate, this is going to go on for years.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No. They tie it and joke, mate. Look,
me.
Footy match.
That's a joke. It's not me.
Oh, God.
That's just some random kid.
Okay, come on. Rock, are you going to give us another? Are you going to give...
Oh, yeah.
Another sad news fact.
World
Harrison's
news
just
facts.
Left now. Is I'm not sure what's going on. You just wrote the word. Do you see what you just wrote into Google? World.
I'm trying to stand behind this mic. I still pick up my voice.
Speak.
Hello.
Not very well. Come and sit down, you silly Billy. I'm gonna have to cut all this out.
Yeah, you probably are.
Right. Okay. Give us another fun fact.
It wasn't Egypt.
Trick your time.
It wasn't Egypt.
Wait,
that's a bit of a
me?
Big bombshell, so to speak.
Well, I don't know who said Egypt.
And joke of the year goes to. What's that?
Come on, come back. People won't be able to hear you.
Oh, it said Egypt and won, but then also last night Istanbul in Turkey.
All right.
That was also hit.
Okay.
I swear ISIS is just trying to like screw over the migrants' lives, like. Let's send them to Turkey. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to send them to Turkey because the Turkish government are going to hate them all because, you know, ISIS have just bombed them. You know?
I mean, I guess that...
Obviously, that's not the refugees' fault. I think that we should do more about the refugees.
Ooh, deep.
I think we should build a wall in between
America
and Canada.
And get Canada to pay for it, mate. That's
no,
what we should do.
And get the Americans to pay for it and say, Americans, you're not allowed in.
This is
the sort... Because all the Americans are trying to... Have you seen, like, there was a website that they sell tickets to Canada.
Right.
And it crashed. Literally, the night Boris Johnson... No, Boris Johnson.
Boris...
Oh,
Donald Trump.
The night Donald Trump won one of the biggest states.
As bad as
literally, it crashed because so many Americans... tried to buy tickets to Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, snap.
And then, build a wall. Put them through.
Okay, I have got a sort of sad but nice fact.
Oh, yeah.
Mice. With Alzheimer's. Scientists have actually found out a way to give them back their memories. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Well, that's a massive, massive...
Yeah, leap, yeah, that's a
scientific... My granddad's got Alzheimer's.
Thing is, though, haven't mice got, like, really short lives?
They got really short lives, scream.
Got that anyway.
Yeah, it's led by a man called Susumu Tongawa at the Reich.
Does he work at King Dabo?
He works at King Dabo. That's racist.
Is that these Japanese?
So he used a technique called optogenics to restore these.
Isn't that something to do with your eyes?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No. It,
well,
what it does is,
opto, so.
It involves
no,
directing,
look,
right,
no.
it directs bursts of light at the genetically tagged cells, so that's nice.
So basically, so he's found a really simple way
they
to cure it,
they
and he thinks, what can I call this, so people think I'm a genius.
Yeah.
The crypto engrams of the advanced super malexia cell section of the... of the Paragrominong must have their cells time reversed into the Epsilon section.
Mm. Well, that just reminds me of that Stephen Merchant thing where he's talking about the Venn diagram. It's like, oh, it's the venerator.
Yeah.
Mate, I've got a really big problem.
What's this?
Sam likes McDonald's. Harrison.
I don't like McDonald's. I don't like McDonald's.
I hate Burger King.
Right,
I like KFC, mate. KFC's more valid.
Sam likes KFC.
I hate KFC.
Right?
I like McDonald's.
Harrison likes...
McDonald's. Actually, I don't like Nando's.
I like Nando's. Well, we had it last night.
Actually,
anyway.
We both like Nando's.
Nando's for life.
Like, yeah.
I need to sort it out into the graph.
I need some kind of way.
What are you talking about? Right,
he's basically
okay.
Trying to make a terrible joke about Venn diagrams.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Stephen Merchant's Hello Ladies live tour...
You won't be getting any of this.
You won't be getting any of this, but it's a brilliant thing, so just watch it.
Also,
it's on YouTube for free.
Also,
no, I mean, nothing. Don't pirate it, please. Yes.
I've found another news story.
Okay, right, come on, Harrison. Right. He's going to look at the Last of Us copy that I just agreed to lend him. Anyway.
The last US serviceman in Iraq has been killed by a load of missiles.
That's a tiny bit overkill.
Oh my, by a load of
It's like
that episode.
We have
like
seven missiles.
It's like the episode of Luther where he shoots the dog a billion times.
A rocket, the Pentagon has said this.
So you put it through to them.
You know what?
You know what when it goes into the Pentagon.
I know this is really off track, but Sam has mentioned it. It's really annoying me now. What did you two think on the first episode of Luther?
I love it.
I've only seen the first one, and I honestly, that is amazing. I'm quite proud of knowing that, of just guessing that they melted the weapon. Nothing, no spoilers, shush.
Alice Morgan is a freak. What?
What?
Nothing. No, no, right. I've seen it all now. And it's brilliant. It's amazing. Just watch it if you haven't.
I got a bit confused in seeing the sports relief or whatever, or comic relief version first, and then going back to watch the actual original thing.
I know, the first one was that sports relief one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Dude, come back.
Bringing a dead chicken into the house, mate.
Yeah.
That's a victim.
I've got another weird thing. I think this is from the Huffington Post, if I'm correct. The Huffington Post.
They're the ones who
they lie quite a lot. According to a survey that may or may not be true,
The word "according" here is pretty big.
Young people would prefer to have an internet connection than daylight.
What?
I know.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Okay, now I know. I'm too far into it. Like, I need to get a life. I used to be fit. I'm really unfit now. I can't run for anything. To miss out on daylight, that's too far. Like, just have it now with this big glass window next to us, a glass window. So, load your windows out of bricks.
So according to this, they did a survey of what they would rather have, so it was like hot water and stuff, and internet came before light, a light source.
Oh my god.
Daylight.
I'd rather have a phone so we can get the fuck out of
there. I'm just going to have to bleep you again.
Yeah.
Bleep!
You know, just cut out everything I say.
Just cut out everything. Just replace it with Donald Trump saying, "We're going to build a wall." That it's the exact same thing, isn't it, really? It's just mildly racist and offensive. That's basically what...
Next type.
So, come on. We're blowing through these topics.
We'll make up more as you go. Just
like ice.
Really, I take it too far now. Just a couple more. Okay, right.
Have you got anything else for us, Jacob?
Why not kill them all?
I did not say why not just kill them all. I mean, I guess it would stop the situation. you know.
It would, yes.
Yes, but okay, all right. If you want more topics, I can just totally turn around the situation and turn it in the direction.
Dude, stop. Just silly.
I'm just going to go and find some new news stories.
What is, okay, right. So Jacob just left now. So, let me just
he just lied because he needs a wee. Ha, correct. Okay.
So anyway, so Sam, what has to be your number one favourite movie of all time?
Colonies versus Zombies, you know this.
Oh yeah, that is a good movie, I guess. It is kind of funny.
It is good,
Willy.
But what?
Free Willy. I think that's what he's about to do now.
Oh my god, let's not go there, please.
Free Willy. That's what we're going to call this podcast. Three Willy.
Three Willies.
Three Willies.
Many a Willy. many a... I don't know.
Many a
Ye
Olde Willy.
Willies.
Ye Olde Willies. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. No. Have you ever seen the movie Real Steel?
No.
About the robot-y boxer guys?
No, I have not.
His class was like a big hit. I think it was like a 2008 film. Oh, God. Okay. I don't even know. It's my favourite film as well. But it didn't seem to take off that well. Oh, I think it's the best film ever. It had Hugh Jackman in it as a star. And it actually had a decent bit of money put into it. And, like, they had, like, physical props for the robots. I honestly loved the movie, but it just didn't take off for some reason.
Maybe we could watch that when Jacob goes. Whatever. Now we'll watch Luther when Jacob goes.
Yeah.
you've seen Cognitive versus Zombies, right?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's probably a tie between Cognitive versus Zombies and Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead is definitely my second. Shaun of the Dead is the best. Even though, you know, I don't know. It's probably the most commonly liked, I guess. You know? Everyone's big second. Everyone's got their own little personal movie, and then you got Shaun of the Dead sitting there in second.
Yep. okay, right. Well, Jacob's gone, we can ask, what's your favourite TV show right now?
You've been watching, like, not like a movie, TV series.
TV series.
Favorite TV? You're gonna have to ask that question. I'm not sure. You're gonna have to ask that question whilst I think about it, because
okay,
I honestly don't know.
Well, right now I am going straight into Life on Mars. I've finished it now, and the ending is absolutely perfect. The UK version, not the US version. I saw the ending to the US version, and it made me want to shoot myself. So, you know, Jacob, you're back.
See, I don't watch too much.
Shoot yourself.
What?
I'm back.
Oh, okay. See, I don't watch too much like box set TV, like series and all that.
Right.
Like, whenever I'm watching TV, I usually aim for things like The Simpsons, Family Guy, and Futurama.
Something you could just watch, skip an episode, and it doesn't
matter. I've just got On Demand in that, Sky.
Yeah.
It's the first... I was going to mention something about my childhood, but they wouldn't like that because they hate anything to do with my childhood in the army.
Let's hear about your
military grade IMAX.
Exactly.
You won't get this joke, but
Jacob was going.
You know what? Because it's Jacob. Jacob, you told.
Yeah.
There you go.
So they took this way out of proportion. So they were all going on about like Sam said I went to the IMAX cinema. You know, the IMAX cinema. And I said there are loads of IMAX cinemas. For example, in the army camps that I went to in Germany. Cinema.
Okay, so Jacob apparently can't describe anything. Okay, so basically, Sam was saying he went to, like, the main IMAX cinema, because Sam thinks there's a big, like, the big main IMAX cinema. I honestly don't know. He tried to show us a picture, I couldn't tell, and Jacob was saying, oh, there's loads of IMAX cinemas. Sam agreed, yes, I know there's loads, but he said there was a big one, and Jacob was saying, oh, no, they're all the same, they're just everywhere. And then he brought in the example, saying... There was loads of IMAX cinemas in Germany, what was it?
Yeah, that's all I said.
You put the emphasis on the fact that there was loads, especially in the place you were staying, there was loads, and you went to IMAX cinemas all the time.
Yeah, and he was like, he was in
some part of the army, and so they kind of mixed up, and we end up with military grade IMAX theaters. Which I wouldn't mind actually. I mean, nice hardware.
It's
I don't know.
Okay, James, I'll save you.
I've just looked over to Sam's phone. I've seen Xbox One.
I've got a new news story.
What's going on there?
Ready?
Oh, I know.
According to reports, Windows 10 games will be coming to the Xbox One this summer.
Every single app.
So basically, all those games that call themselves 3D but are actually, what's the triangle version?
Isometric.
There you go. Basically, the thing that Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 was on? Or was
yeah,
two?
Yeah.
Or all of them, basically.
No, 2 and 1 were.
No, isometric.
3D,
yeah. I mean, I guess it's a good idea. You can make it 3D without it actually being 3D. You know, just cop out.
They're doing that to... I'm not sure what that was.
And all the Zen pinball games.
No, I like how you've been doing this for like 25 minutes and we've still not said anything interesting.
We have. People will lap this up.
Yeah, we're just gonna be like
everyone's gonna love us.
We're just gonna walk outside literally after this podcast, and everyone's gonna be like,
"Do you know what you sound like?
What?
A 7-year-old."
Oh,
he plays Minecraft.
He's gone to cry now.
Not as if there's anything wrong with Minecraft. I think that's a brilliant game. That's like
he's complaining on Tumblr. He's just gonna stuff his face with that cake now.
He's stuff his face with the brownie cake. Because Ricky Gervais brownie cake.
The Ricky Gervais. Yeah, so basically it was my birthday last week, and I got a Ricky Gervais cake with all the characters from the Ricky Gervais show.
But it was made for last week, so it's
been
dry.
Yeah. What? There wasn't any San Pellegrinos left. Yeah.
Wait, you evil man. Wait,
did you only have one?
I have one can of that. We bought 12.
No,
we bought 6.
We bought 6.
I swear.
I had 2.
We bought 6.
How? You have 3?
Shut up.
Oh my god. But then again, it has to be the strongest lemonade. I took one sip and I was passed out.
That's brilliant lemonade though.
Yeah, so I think it's the Windows 10, the Xbox One Windows 10 thing is just to convince people to buy Windows 10 so Microsoft can spy on them.
God, I'm so glad this isn't being uploaded to my channel.
Right, chill out. It's fine. Yeah, oh, he's getting a Coke. We can see him from here. This is riveting content.
Can I have one?
This is riveting content.
It's the most exciting thing I've seen all day.
right, we'll come back in a second when we've all got a drink, okay? Bye. Hello, everybody. We're back after getting a drink. And we're going to speak about the Xbox One PS4 crossplay.
Okay, so we were making drinks. I brought this subject up. And as you might know, I might not know, really, the PS4 and Xbox One are planning to do some form of crossplay. Like,
yeah, do you want me to see if I can get some information?
There has been a game that's already been, like,
Rocket League.
Is it Rocket League's been planned yet?
Yeah.
And there's another game where they want to do PS4 so. PC crossplay. I'm not sure what this is.
No, Rocket League is PS4 PC.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, PS4 Xbox One. What about this? No.
I don't know.
Basically, I think it's a terrible idea because buying that. Having to go off and buy that PS4, or go off and buy that Xbox One, you bought that and you've dedicated to getting that. Like,
mate, it doesn't matter, like, what console you get. It's not like a house out of Game of Thrones. You're not tied to it for life. Like, you've come from Xbox 360.
And it was the worst decision I ever made. Xbox 360 was the worst thing ever.
That was brilliant console.
I mean, I will admit, it did beat the PS3. Come on. But it's still really bad. They were both terrible.
Yeah, but they were good for their time. Xbox One came out.
Yeah, well, the PS2 was better.
I love the PS2. The PS2 was the best.
I never had a PS2.
Simpsons Hit and Run. Simpsons Hit and Run, best game ever. 10 out of 10, IGN would steal the car again.
It's a bit of... Have you noticed? I watched a NerdCube video.
Xbox One, PS4, crossover.
Why do you keep talking to your phone like that?
Because I got a Google, so I just...
Just type it in, you lazy, like...
Mate!
I watched an NerdCube video on Simpsons Hit and Run, and it turns out the entire city is just a race course.
Yeah, Rocket League.
With the Simpsons stuff dotted about, it's just one big
loop. I've just had a look for this.
You alright, mate?
Can we bring this up?
I've just had...
Can we do
what? Back to the podcast. And I found out that Rocket League,
yep,
and is Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah,
it's also gonna be
Dude, come on, we're almost done with this podcast. You don't need to.
That's a short.
What are you doing?
Also, they're also mentioning this in the past. They've done this with Xbox 360 with Shadowrun.
See, crossplay has been an available technology for a long time now, obviously, with the two companies being big rivals, I guess they never wanted to have
PS4
to share games.
PS4 and Xbox are basically the same.
Like, because they're doing crossplay, don't think this means the PS4 users, who like the PS4, so they bought it, but honestly, like, love the games like Forza or Halo, don't think that that's the sort of thing you're going to be now seeing on PS4, yeah. Because I'm sure Microsoft would not, like, let that sort of thing go over to PlayStation.
It's
the same with Uncharted. It's not going to switch from PlayStation to Xbox. You know, like, yeah.
Actually, what game did that? There was the Dead Rising games.
They've put that on there. They've said The Division and Call of Duty, they won't be swapping and doing the crossover PS4.
Call of Duty's not like an Xbox.
Actually, no.
I'm just reading my...
Black Ops 3 is a PS4 thing, isn't it?
I'm just reading my sources.
On PS4.
Yeah.
I'm just reading my sources.
Have you played The Division?
No, I have not. What were you
The Division. I played The Division. So basically, the gist of the game is either do the little old campaign, blah, 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 or do what everyone else did, or it's in the beta, and go into this place called the Dark Zone, which is basically the PvP area, and everyone there, they, like... Okay, in the adventure, you always saw people, what they do, they'll team up with some people, and then just as they went to drop off their loot, they'd kill them, go rogue, and steal all their stuff.
Right.
But that never happens in the game, because all it ever is a group of three people who are all right at the game, dominating the server.
Right, yeah.
Every other little kid is running around with no loot, because they've died 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
They just got, like...
So it's got DayZ syndrome, basically.
Yeah, literally, because there's rogues and heroes.
Right.
People who, like, help, and people who, you know, don't.
That's pretty much the
point. Yeah, is there anything else
you
guys
want? No, but the only big difference is DayZ was a good game.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It was not.
What's your favourite game of all time?
The Division is a bad game. Like, I honestly hate it.
Okay, then. Let's go for good our favourite games of all time. You go.
Assassin's Creed 2. Brilliant game.
Wow.
Well, just say, like, a series, right? So, like, Assassin's Creed as a whole.
A series, yeah.
Ezio Auditore.
The Ezio Auditore saga, yeah. Right, okay, so mine would...
The best series.
Why do you like
I
that?
I wish that they...
Dude, can you just quickly wiggle that mouse over there? Right, anyway, what were you saying? Hello, and we're back. Sorry, we just had a little technical difficulty. What were you saying?
I wish that they made more games in that series. The Ezio Auditore series.
But he got old at the end, so there wasn't much he could do. Unless he had, like, a wheelchair.
Okay, Sam, what's your then? What's your then, favorite?
The Portal series.
Portal?
You know I love those.
There's been a lot of those now, hasn't there? Portal 2, Portal Tag,
They're all mods.
I know. I thought Ball Tag was bought out by Steam and actually turned into
It was a mod, but it was always
the Orange Box.
Orange Box just came with Portal 1.
Yeah, Orange Box is Portal Half-Life.
Yeah, that's the only way to get Portal 1 on Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah,
Orange Box. And TF2.
I actually bought the actual Orange Box just to play TF2.
Same. Because my computer could not run TF2 at the time.
I never played Hard Life.
Hard Life, mate.
Oh, nah.
You never played Hard Life?
No. That's how little I played. Story of Sam's Life.
What's that? Internet rule?
Internet rule? What?
You know where it's like, if it exists as a porn version of it?
Incognito mode.
What's it called? Rule something.
Oh, I don't even know.
I can't remember. Yeah, that rule. Anyway, that's what it sounds like.
My favourite series has to be the Ratchet and Clank series.
That's what you were excited for. That's the Naughty Dog thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the new
Ratchet
and Clank
game. That's what I was talking about.
Well, to be honest, recently, I've been more excited about the new MOBAs coming out. So, like, Overwatch and Battleborn. But I never really noticed until quite recently, because I was quite young when I really loved the game. I had all of them on PSP and all that. I never noticed that all of the titles to all of the games were sexual innuendos.
Right, okay, go for it. Right, do you want me to get
I don't know if you could just, like, pull up some images onto the podcast, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, some of them were worse than others, but, like, never really noticed. Like, a lot of the titles that they planned to do were just too far, and they had to change them. But a lot of things got through, like, Size Matters and Up Your Arsenal.
Oh, okay, ready? Okay. I'm gonna try this.
Alright, let's do it.
Ratchet and Clank game titles.
Wow, that's too much.
Here is information from Moby Games.
Okay, right.
Right, okay. So there is Ratchet Deadlocked. Ratchet and Clank Going Mobile, Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal, Ratchet and Clank Going Commando,
Tools of Destruction, was it?
Okay, there is, Before the Nexus, Full Frontal Assault,
All for One,
A Crack in Time.
I remember, A Crack in Time was originally going to be, Clock Blockers, but I went too far and had to change it.
Right. Quest for Booty.
Quest for Booty.
Size Matters. Tools of Destruction. Going Mobile. Up Your Arsenal. Going Commando.
And they're just Ratchet Clank. Yeah. See, I never noticed. But they're all just sexual innuendos.
They really are, aren't they?
And if you notice, quite recently, a lot of games, they've been Alright, so basically, as you know, a game series, when they create a new game, they say Tomb Raider, and then there'll be Tomb Raider 2, or then like...
They'll give it a gritty reboot with the same name.
Like Tomb Raider and the something of the something. Mm-hmm.
Tomb Raider and the feeling of
A lot of new games recently have just been creating a new... one of those games and just calling it, like, just Tomb Raider. So the new Tomb Raider. Like, the new Ratchet & Clank game.
The new Hitman.
Yeah, just Hitman. Tomb Raider. Just Ratchet & Clank. Just plain, straight. Mm. Like, and it's like, what that scares me, because that makes me think, are they ending all of these series? Like, is this the last one?
Because then you've got, like, you have...
Especially Ratchet & Clank. I think Ratchet & Clank's going down after making a movie. And then
They made a movie?
And then they made a game based on the movie.
Oh!
So they literally made a game based on the movie, based on the game.
So they did
They're doing a boo-boo.
Right. Have we all said what we want to say for today? Because we've recorded quite a bit.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have anything? Because I've got a fun topic to end on.
Okay.
I'm just questioning how long videos can be when you've uploaded. When I've had people and friends on standard accounts,
don't worry, mine's a thingy account. Yeah, no, you don't need a subscription, mate. It's fine.
Which what?
Don't worry, it's fine.
YouTube account, you can only
you just have to use a number. Yeah, you put in your number, mate. Anyway, I've got the final thing. The Pope has joined Instagram.
What?
Yeah,
I almost spat my Coke all over your microphone.
The Pope has joined Instagram. Look at him. He's called Franciscus. And he's got the little blue ticket.
Franciscus.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Do you reckon he takes photos of the bread,
like,
and wine?
And puts it on Instagram? The way everyone takes photos of their food, he's just like a selfie with my bread.
Hashtag wafers.
Just take photos in the church. Hashtag, look at these losers getting married.
Just taking a picture of the flipping, the stained glass. Hashtag,
I'm closer to God than you are.
Someone's named himself the Pope, and guess what their username is?
What?
Slutty Todd. Slutty Todd, the Pope.
Slutty Todd? Oh, man.
Add Slutty Todd, the Pope, on Instagram.
Yep, I'll put a link in.
What's your most hyped game?
Mirror's Edge Catalyst. I've got that on pre-order.
Oh, yeah, Mirror's Edge Catalyst. It does look good. Mine's probably Paragon, Battleborn, or Overwatch. Just all MOBAs. Okay. I love MOBAs. Jacob, any games you're really looking forward to? Any new Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Is there any new Assassin's Creed coming out?
They're spending 2 years on this one, aren't they?
They've released...
Seriously, if this one's terrible as well, swear down.
They released two in 2015, so they're spending loads on this.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed 1, an alright-ish game. Assassin's Creed 2, a really good game. Assassin's Creed 3 and onwards, a game about a man who jumps and has guns.
And there was a few in between that. There was
Brotherhood and
Rogue.
Assassin's Creed 3 and onwards is basically just like 3D Mario with blades.
Yeah, let's be honest, yeah.
It's just jump, kill, jump.
Does anyone else have anything they want to say? Because I've got a thing we need to wrap this up rather quickly now.
Basically, the only way you can kill anything is by jumping on its head.
Good. Right. Does anyone have anything they want to add to this final thing?
Sam.
Go to me, obviously, if you think I'm brilliant, which you should, because I am.
He's a 7 year old.
I'm not. I'm 6. Right, and subscribe to.
Exile Gaming.
Right, and.
Thank you for your time.
And Helios. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and goodbye.